The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, there have been calls for greater regulations around noise pollution. The WHO says that each year Europeans lose at least 1 million healthy life years from traffic-related noise. Our reporter Josh Crosby is explaining the sounds of noise pollution.
Standing on a busy Dublin street, the level of noise can go up and go down. Environmental noise can be all around us, from road to rail and construction, any unwanted sounds.
So we would say long-term noise exposure can lead to a wide array of problems, leading from, yes, it can affect your hearing, but that's really only in the extreme cases. What we'd be more worried about would be cardiovascular problems, sleep disturbance, and sleep disturbance can lead to, you know, a cascade of problems like increased stress, immune deficiencies, things like that. But what we would be most concerned about would be the cognitive development in children. You know, studies have shown that children who grow up in noisy environments don't perform as well in reading tests as other kids.
Owen King is the director of the Galway Sound Lab and a lecturer in mechanical engineering at the University of Galway. We're not only affected from noise by the environment around us, but also from the technology we use.
Anytime I leave the house, they're in straight away.
Would you be conscious of the volume, or if you're listening to your favourite song, do you want it up loud?
Well, I would listen to a lot of heavier music, and I feel like you can only appreciate it that way if it's listened to loud, so it's probably not the best thing.
I'm autistic, so I'm very, very conscious of sensory input. Everything is way too loud for me. I usually will have loop earplugs in.
The WHO estimates that by 2050, one in every 10 people will have disabling hearing loss. So are those who provide treatment and support seeing an increase in patients?
My name is John Barnwell. I'm an audiologist. I work for Bonifox Hearing Centre. Yeah, there's a lot more younger people coming in with wearing the earphones, you know, the headphones that were constantly wearing them a lot longer, just starting to cause hearing loss. So I know it's a bigger footfall.
People you're talking to, are they aware of the importance of looking after their hearing?
I don't think they are. No, not really. They just listen to music loud, don't they? Well, listen to everything loud.
And even if it's not headphones, even just standing out in a busy street, you mightn't realise the impact.
Yeah, people just don't realise the noise that decibels in sound that's causing the trouble, you know.
So you're here to help them with that?
I'm here to help them, yeah. We're here over 50 years, so we're the longest hearing aid company in Ireland. So.
And there's a bit of a story with this shop as well.
Yeah, Bono got his name outside. One of the band members, I think, called him Bono, and that was it. So we get a lot of tourists outside taking photographs every day. He's given us a good name.
When it comes to reducing the impact of noise on our health, lecturer Owen King says there are steps authorities can take.
Ireland is probably a little bit behind where we should be in terms of noise, in terms of planning for noise and in terms of legislation surrounding noise. There's an awful lot of legislation, an awful lot of planning around air pollution. You know, noise would be somewhat behind that. So there's a lot more that should be done. So we really do need more guidance, more stringent legislation. And really, we just need the planning system and we need authorities responsible to kind of catch up and to kind of put this into guidance documents, into legislation.
So for those who are surrounded by noise every day, have they felt the effects of it and do they try to protect their hearing?
Hi, here at Marie Duff's Flowers in Camlin Street. No, the traffic doesn't, because when you're a city girl, it just all goes over your head.
And you're standing here day in, day out, so you don't think it affects your hearing at all?
No, I switch off.
You're able to tune out?
Tune out.
You both work in construction?
Yeah. Sometimes we wear ear defenders to block the grinder and stuff, so that kind of helps a bit.
So if you're on the grinder or the Kango hammer or something like that, would you be putting on the earmuffs?
No, never. Not me personally, no.
And so, how's your hearing?
It's actually grand now. It'll catch up to me now in a few years.
So my name is Arash Kazemi. I'm a classical guitarist. If I know that I'm going to see a gig in a stadium or something, I might wear earplugs. If I know that the band is going to be very loud, I just won't go to the gig. I don't think bands should be so loud. I mean, all the music on the street now in Ireland has become too loud.
And that's as someone who's busking yourself.
Now it's gone to another level. It's just too loud. Everyone wants to just put the volume up.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.